Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How about this stat that I'm going to throw at you real fast?
My dad sent me the Flyers lost, the Eagles Flyers lost, and the Phillies lost.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. My dad sent me his notes on the Giant game last night, and I opened it up, and it's a list of notes from the Giants website. But I was like, "Oh my god, he's taking notes on the game. I love it." Listen to this stat. This is great. Since 1991, Jackson Dart and Patrick Mahomes are the only quarterbacks to lead their team to a touchdown on their first possession in each of their first three career starts. Jackson Dart is already getting the Mahomes comps, baby. That's a wild stat. Those are the stats that I look at and go, that's just weird and cool, right? Since 1991, no quarterback other than Mahomes and Dart have led their team to a touchdown on their first possession in each of their first three games. That is strange, man. The fact that they have stuff like this, too, that people can find this kind of stuff is weird.
Sean Smith, do you have any sort of stats that replicate that, my man?
Not to replicate that besides my touchdown and a sack in the game like the original Fred Sprague, but I mean, hey.
You had a touchdown and a sack in the same game?
Yeah, 2010 against the Seahawks.
What celly did you hit on him?
I didn't really hit no celly. I just threw my hands in the air, just happy to get a touchdown and get a dub.
Yeah. Did you black out when you scored?
No, but I had on that after that long ass flight back to Kansas City from Seattle, I had a great time.
What are those flights back like after a win, Sean?
I was always getting cards, you know, you have a nice beverage, adult beverage, and you know, talk smack, crack jokes, and that's about it, really. I mean, it's good on a plane ride back when you win, but when you lost, it sucks. Nobody talks. Nobody's really saying anything.
Like when you lose a game like the Chiefs did on Sunday night, do you walk by the kicker and go, thanks?
If I was playing, I would be giving them hell, you know what I mean? But I do want to say this, though. I'm going to recap. I mean, I'm not taking up for him or nothing like that, but 95, it wasn't 95's fault. Everybody was trying to put the blame on 95. If you look at the play from the beginning, 95 knocks the guard in center back. That's how Trevor Lawrence fell back. And like he did, he thought the play was over with. Because 90 should have made the play, and I forgot who else should have made the play. Should have kept his containment. And he does that, the game is over. If you wrap him up, the game is over.
Yeah. You talk about being pissed off on a flight home. How long does that linger? Because Monday night's loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars seemed, I think we can all agree to this, it was like a Plaxico Burress incident. It was a self-inflicted wound. That's that might have been unnecessary. But you look at that game and you tell yourself, okay, how do you grow from that? And you've got Andy Reid at the helm. You've got Spags at the helm as well. How do you see this team taking that loss in Jacksonville and turning it into something positive against a team in Detroit who is offensively the best?
Yeah, we're going against another tough opponent. So with that being said, we got to tackle.
Right.
We have to tackle. We're going against Knuckles and Sonic. So, I mean, that lets you know it's going to be a long day for the defense.
Yeah, I mean, so what do you do, though? You say we have to tackle. How do we get that, you know, word through all week in practice?
More drills, more tackling drills. Probably go live a couple of periods. And as you know, guys don't like – as the season's getting on, you don't like being in full pads, but you go full pad of practice and bring the competition back out and remind guys what's at stake and what we're playing for. What is the tradition? championship football here. Right now, we're not playing that. We got to get back to it.
Yeah, we had a beat writer on from Detroit who writes for The Athletic, and he said that their youth is in the guards on their their offensive line. That's right where you come from, Sean Smith. That's where you played. That's right there in front of those guards. When they run the ball, are you looking for a tell from those guards, or are you looking in the eyes of the running back?
I'm looking for the guard because most time the guard is sitting back lightly in their hand or when they're about to pull in certain movements. And then, I mean, not being funny, but they're coached by Hank Fraley. I used to kill Hank Fraley when he was in the league. He was trash, like trash. And he's played a long time, and he's been with, you know, Dan. I played with Dan in Detroit. I mean, in Dallas my rookie year. I know he's a hard nose, so the crazy stuff that he says, he's going to have his team motivated, but ultimately, the defense has to win the game this week. No matter what Patrick Mahomes does, we have to play good on defense.
Yeah, absolutely. And it does start with 95. And you were talking about that play, but, you know, he's been criticized all week for taking that last play off, so to speak. And does that get the players? Do they use that as fuel? Does Chris Jones hear all that and say, all right, I got to turn this thing around. I let everybody down.
Yeah, but I don't think he let everybody down. I mean, he's been Michael Jordan had bad games. LeBron James had bad games, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I still wouldn't consider this a bad game because people always look at Chris Jones like, oh, he has to make the sack. He has to make the play. His presence alone sometimes is a factor, and people don't look at that. Him being on, when he goes to the outside, okay, now they got to slide to him. He requires a double team every play, sometimes a triple team, whether it's a run or pass. What more can you want him to do? He can't make every play. He's not Superman. You got Nick Bolton. You got what's the kid?
Tranquil,
yeah.
Karlaftis.
It's Karlaftis. Karlaftis was pissing me off in the beginning, but now he's starting to make me better. But he got to make the damn tackle.
Right. Yeah, that's what I've said. Like, they've got him in this category of pressures, the most defensive end pressures with Aiden Hutchinson. But, again, like, I'm okay with Chris Jones creating pressures. I want Karlaftis to bring it home. And I think I get kind of shaded as a Karlaftis hater. But, like, man, they paid you in the offseason, and we're not seeing the sack numbers kind of pile up where I'd like to see them. He's got to bring that quarterback home, man.
Right, he has to. That's why Chris Jones and him got into it in the preseason. Just being honest, if I'm getting all the double teams and everything's telling me something's got to get home, Charles Amina, who's getting to the quarterback, you know what I mean? I mean, he's not getting paid what Colossus is getting paid. Just got paid.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and I think you're right about that. He does need to do a better job. If you're going to get that big paycheck, then you have to go out there, and the expectation level rises. You need to play up, you know, to that level of where they are.
He needs to produce like Max Crosby. You want to get paid, you got paid, now produce.
Yeah, no, I agree. You mentioned Amenahu. He got pancaked on that last play, too. I mean, like, he got destroyed on that last play.
Guard, I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry about that. But the guard blind, I mean, it was slide protection. The guard seen him coming inside and need help. Because the guard that come, Amenahu probably would have got sacked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's what O-line do a lot. And, you know, we just got to come ready to play. I don't think our season is over with. It's still a long season. This is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This game is not do or die, but we're getting close to it because we're almost at week 10. And once you get to week 10, you kind of know who's going to hit that home run stretch to, you know, go on a thing. But, you know, who knows? After seeing Thursday Night Football and the Giants, a team that we beat,
mm-hmm.
is on a roll. They beat the defending champs that we lost to.
Right.
So,
well, I think Philly's done, Sean. I think the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs, and I don't think the Eagles are.
Well, I think the Eagles still make the playoffs. They're just in a weaker – the division is weak. You got the Cowgirls,
right,
with a tie. You got who else?
Washington.
The Giants, Washington, and you know, Washington just depends on Jalen Daniels. But it's gonna be complicated. I think it's gonna be a little funny. It's gonna be up in the air because you have Arizona and all them other teams too that can make a play too. But right now, the sleeper team is the Jaguars and the Colts in the AFC.
Yeah, are you buying the Colts?
Yes, I'm about a coach. You know why? Because they've been consistent and stayed under the radar. But even with the, you know, I feel like they also they got a little bit more value to push for because of Jim Ursula dying, you know, passing away. And it's just a little bit more. And then his daughter's a good – she's good. People don't understand. She's been on the sideline for a long time and been involved around the game a long time. So she understands what's going on.
On a more serious note, you think Jackson Dart got laid last night?
Diddy. He's probably just not getting home.
Also,
he reminds me of a better polished Johnny Manziel that's not wow. Doesn't, you know what I mean? You know, come on. I would love to play against him because I'm going to tell you the first thing I would have done. I'm going to snatch that chain off of him when I tackle him just to say, I hope you got insurance because now it's mine.
And then take his mom out for dinner.
She's hot.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Sean, when are we
My wife tried to argue with me that last night. We were discussing Jackson Dart's wife. She goes, I don't think she's hot. I go, oh, come on now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, his girl or his wife must was around when you asked that question.
Sean, when are we going to make the decision like LeBron did and switch over to Hennessy?
I mean, I still have the Henny in there. You know, matter of fact, watch the game this Sunday. Get you some Henny and some Hypnotic. Make you an incredible Hawk, and maybe the Chiefs will get a W by 15 more.
No doubt. I'll have to stop by Flora Farms before I do that, though. You know what I mean? Sean, we appreciate it, man. Enjoy the game. We'll talk. Hey, where are you at in high school this week?
We play at home against our home school team. My record right now is 3-3, so hopefully we get a W, man. Okay. Just see what's going on.
Homeschool team, huh?
Yeah, homeschool team. You know, homeschool is the way to go now. These people are doing now because the way these teachers don't get paid enough, so they have teaching the kids in school. So you know, TikTok is teaching your kid everything now. So hey, why not go to homeschool? Yeah. You know?
No doubt, man. Hey, be safe, be easy, brother. We appreciate you.
All right, you guys have a good one.
You too.
Well, Sean Smith, there, man. Once a week, we get a cowgirls drop.
I love it.
That's what those cowgirls do.
Mm-hmm.
Cowgirls do.
Well, you got the cowgirls and the...
Mac about shot through the roof when he goes, he's a more controlled Johnny Manziel.
Because I said that exact same sentence last night, so it's funny that he said that. I was like, this is Johnny Manziel
with
a little
incredible
more smarts.
Hulk last night? Yeah. Hypnotic.
Henny and Hypnotic? Hypnotic, I mean, my God. I heard this weekend you don't mix the Browns and the Clears. How about the Browns?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And the blues on that one. I mean, my God, Hypnotic Martinis. I have had Hypnotic Martinis before. That was one of the longest nights of my life with Jim Leyritz. I'll never forget that. Sun came up, went to work, did a show.
He said, Jackson Dart's just now getting home.
She's hot. She's hot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.